course, we heard a lot of talks about fiber quality this morning, but I'm not sure if we have heard anything about the seed quality. So in fact, seed seeds brings in 20% of farm gate value for producers. Okay, 20%, though not discount net. So, but we can do more with improving seed quality by removing this toxic gossip. Okay, that's called gelatinous cotton. So that, in that way, cotton seeds can be used not only for feed, for biofuel, also for human consumption. Not only as oil, cooking oil in a lot of vegetable oils, also as an important source of protein. So when I started my current job in New Mexico State, so I did a test on a lot of Arcana, you know, breed lines and varieties. I just wanted to understand what happened in this historically important Arcana breeding program. I think Dr. Roy Control is in the audience. He was my predecessor. So I wanted to understand what those guys did before my time. So I connected all those germplasm. I did a field test. So one of the breeding lines was Arcana G8160, which is gossip-free. Its performance was on the bottom. So then I asked, do we have more gossip-free germplasm 9 in our national cotton germplasm collection? Do we have more from other part of the world? So we connected what have, how, you know, gossip-free germplasm we could have got. Okay, so we did a lot of field tests and selections and the crossbreeding. Well, of course, one of the common themes in my breeding program is the integration breeding between Pima, Gossypium barbadensis, and upland cotton. So, okay, so it has been many, many years now. So, but today I'm not going to talk a whole lot about integration breeding. What I'm going to talk is just to tell you a little bit about what we were facing when we started the breeding program. In fact, we got 20 to 40% yield gap between the best absolute gossip-free cotton and then Arcana 15708. So we have to bring the yield up significantly higher than this old Arcana GLS to be relatively competitive to our current commercial varieties. Okay, so that's what we were up against. So, of course, long story short, so in 2015, we released the one. This has been a long time we released the very first gossip-free cotton variety, which is not Arcana, but a medium staple. Also, it came from integration breeding between upland and the Pima. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about this tomorrow in my another talk, fighting for field ceremony, wealth through breeding. So I'm going to share with you a successful story from China. Okay, so as you can see, I originally came from China. I did put a lot of work in cotton breeding in China before I jumped the ship. So I'm not going to go through these slides out of a lot, multiple field, replicated field tests. The yield of this new variety got a pretty good yield. So it yielded 90% of Arcana 15708. Okay? But its fiber quality is medium staple, short staple, no good. Not the Arcana type. So of course, look at the picture, pretty good. The plants are loaded with balls, very good. Old Arcana GLS, 2 bales per acre, with this one, 3 bales, really good. Okay, look at the picture. One picture worth thousands of words, right? So, I'm going to skip some of those slides. So the next variety, as you can see, because it's an Arcana cotton breeding program. So I have to develop Arcana type cotton varieties. So in 2016, we released Arcana type gospel free cotton variety. Okay? So through a lot of, you know, replicated tests, so the yield of this variety is up to 93% of Arcana 157008. Certainly it produces a lot more cotton than old Arcana GLS. Okay? It has Arcana fiber quantity. Okay? So I'm going to skip all those honest slides. That's for those honest readers who have more interest in the data, so they can read the slides, okay? So pictures, okay? So I'm not telling you a lie. It means that you look at the cut, the picture, with a lot of balls. On top of that, I can tell you, in the last 10 years, I never spray any insecticides, okay? Nothing. So I'm going to stop here. Thank you so much for your time and for your attention.